Squish Duroa owns Y East Pizza in Portland, turning out artisan pies from a 64-square-foot trailer. He tells me he loves what he does, would never go back to his old job at the tile store. But living the dream?
No, I work roughly 12 hours a day. 12, 14, 16. It doesn't matter after 12.
And it's not just the hours that are rough. Duroa deals with rain that drives his customers away and drafts that keep his dough from rising. And he shares this small space with an 800-degree oven.
People say we're living the dream. There are moments where it feels like we may be living a dream. I don't know if it's the dream we set out for.
Like Duroa, Alicia Cruz also pulls long hours at her food cart, Portland's Los Gorditos. She used to go straight from a full day of college classes to an 8-hour shift. And Cruz isn't just working on her own dream. She works side by side with her mother and father.
They like to fire me at night. And then in the morning, hey, I need you to go buy this and this and that. I'm like, okay. Like, we're family, so they can do that.
While most 23-year-olds try to escape their parents, Cruz literally bumps into hers.
You barely have any, like, elbow room. You're constantly, like, hitting people. And you don't even say sorry anymore. You're like, hey, we're in the truck. You just have to put up with it.
And even if you can negotiate the space inside, you still need a lot of technical skills to keep things running. Stuart Chung owns Buns, a gourmet burger truck in Seattle.
You need to know as much about mechanical, automotive, fixing stuff, as much as you need to know about food. Mobile food business, you open the door and you go, okay, what is going to screw up today?
Chung does find it rewarding when customers love his burgers. And the business was something to focus on when his architecture job disappeared in the housing crisis. But I ask him, knowing what he knows now, would he do it again?
You have to ask me this same question in about 3 months. When the summer's over, then I'll figure out if this is, you know, a really expensive hobby or this is a business.
While Chung started his cart after a layoff, Squish Duroa actually left his day job to make pizza, though he admits the pay isn't quite the same.
It doesn't compare. We don't like to think about these things because we're living the dream.
Duroa puts up with these difficult realities because he is hoping the dream will come true. Maybe he'll even turn his cart business into a brick-and-mortar pizzeria. Alicia Cruz's family has actually realized that dream. Los Gorditos opened a successful taqueria about a year and a half ago. But Cruz says that the restaurant's not the only good thing to come out of the cart.
We had to do so many things, and we had to work as a team and everything, and that has helped our relationship like nothing else. A lot of my friends can't even talk to their parents about little things, but I feel like I can talk to my parents about anything.
Cruz just graduated from college, and her actual dream is to work for a nonprofit. But most nights, she's pretty happy to be working, elbow to elbow, at her family's truck. I'm Dina Pritchup reporting.